Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, September 30th, report day. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 3/4 of a cent, 5.39¾. December wheat up 5¼ cents at 7.15½, and November beans up 1¾ cents at 12.85½. Export sales this morning on the beans were as expected, 1.09 million metric tons. Corn was light at 370, wheat was light at 290. Stocks today, they're expecting corn to be 1.167 billion bushels, soybeans 172, and wheat 1.857. Yesterday, the grain shook off some really bearish outside influences like the very strong dollar, the silver being down almost $1 an ounce. But we just ignored it. It looked to me like the traders wanted to get set for a bullish report here today. The last two September reports have been bullish. If we're bullish again with these low carryouts, we should see a strong reaction to the upside. On the other hand, if there's a surprise and they've got more bushels out there with the funds long 210,000 contracts of corn, I would say that makes corn very vulnerable in here. The beans are right at this apex of this triangle formation, supported on the downside by the 200-day moving average, on the top side, the 50-day moving average. It's a very tight little thing. So whichever way we close outside of that range today, I would expect us to continue in that direction for a while. The weather around the country looks pretty good. We should get some scattered rains Saturday, Sunday. It'll slow harvest down a little bit, but we've had an awful good week around the country to get a lot of it done. The Western Plains have had some rain, so that's helpful. Australia's had some rains. Brazil, it's still dry, but they're expecting in the second week of October to get really good rains. So that would certainly put a damper on the bean market, if not the corn as well. So it's going to be an interesting day here today. High volatility. We could have a knee-jerk one way or the other and close in the other direction. That hasn't been uncommon in these markets. But we've got the crude oil down $1.16 a barrel today. But crude oil was up 57 ticks overnight. The dollar is basically steady. Dow Jones looks to open up about 80 higher at the moment. We still have concerns about world economies. We still have concerns about the Israelis and the Iranians. But, you know, right now it's going to be all about the stocks number at 11 o'clock. I don't think anything else really matters here today except the stocks, unless there's obviously some kind of breaking news. But overall, I think the pros want to sell a rally as we head into the brunt of harvest out here. Yield reports are generally better than expected. We have some that are below average. Some of them are better than they expected. Some of them are above APH. There are some record yields out here, but there's also some corn yields that are just terrible. Certainly North Dakota, Minnesota, parts of Indiana, Illinois. I mean, there's some bad corn out there as well. But I think the government is pretty close to being right on their numbers. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.